our friend Jason Cans for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you buzzing with excitement about the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo now just 2 days away?
It is coming up.
Yeah.
I do like bees a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's an exciting thing.
Are you going to be dressing up in a bee costume or just going to go regular?
I'll probably, you know, that's a good question. I probably will wear bee clothing because I do have bee clothing.
One of your birthdays, was it a bumblebee she dressed up as or what was it?
Yep. Came into my office dressed as a bumblebee. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I could wear that.
Could you fit into it?
I don't know. It's a good question. I've never tried.
Okay, well, that would be interesting.
You never know until you try these things.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. Am I going to be palling around with Mr. Bumblebee? I mean, you'd garner a lot of it. I mean, that's the place to do it, I think.
Probably.
Again,
yep.
That's at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls this Saturday, 9 to 4. A lot of hard work has gone into this, and it's going to be an annual event. They've already booked it for 2 days for next year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Exciting. It's nice to hear that they're doing that.
So that's one of the good things about being kind of a news director, kind of in the know on the community stuff. So,
yeah, love it.
Let's see. How about this? I love talking brain facts with you. I was surprised to see this. It says you'd think that your brain is more active during the day when the rest of your body is, but it's not. Your brain is more active when you sleep.
That's new to me.
Huh.
Yeah, I had not heard that.
Okay.
So.
All right, well.
I'm curious what they mean by that, because there's a lot of processes you're doing during the day that you don't do at night. So there's something called the default mode network, which kind of operates in the background. And so I would wonder if there's, on computers, there's this whole idea of, like, defragmentation, right? So it goes through this process where it reorganizes, and, maybe our brains do something similar.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't expecting to, like, drop brain knowledge on you, so.
I'm glad. It's good to know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm opening up this Larry Crabb book, A Different Kind of Happiness, for potential conversation. And I see a Dietrich Bonhoeffer quote, which reminds me, yesterday was 80 years since he was killed.
Since Dietrich Bonhoeffer was killed,
right.
Not Larry Crabb.
Not Larry Crabb. Yeah. Larry Crabb died 4 years ago, but yeah.
Correct.
So Bonhoeffer, but 80 years since that happened, so.
Right, during World War II.
Uh-huh. And debate about whether or not he was in on a conspiracy to kill Hitler, right?
Right. Yeah. Yep. Definitely a debate around that. Some people would say, he was a lifelong pacifist, but saw it as such a big deal that he conspired to kill Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Others said, no, that's not true about him at all. So.
Right.
Yep.
Anyhow, the Bonhoeffer quote is, "The evil will is still alive, even in the followers of Christ. It still seeks to cut them off from fellowship with him. And that is why they must also pray that the will of God may prevail more and more in their hearts every day and break down all defiance." So, kind of like...
Good quote.
That's like that Solzhenitsyn quote that we talk about, the line of evil runs through every human heart, right?
Right, exactly. Yep. Yeah, lots of great quotes from Bonhoeffer. If you have not read him, he's definitely worth reading.
So, speaking of Bonhoeffer, I mean, Cost of Discipleship probably his best known book, but you always have touted the smaller Life Together, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I love both of them, and they're good for different reasons. I think Life Together is a gentler, certainly a shorter book, probably more accessible to most people, but both really excellent. I also like Letters and Papers from Prison, which right now is probably just a good book to read, Standing Against Tyranny. I think it's just a good thing to read as well. Actually, anything you can read by him, I would recommend.
Yeah. So. And then finally... I heard today on the way into work that it is the 100th anniversary of the book The Great Gatsby, and so as a big reader, is that a book you've read?
I have not read The Great Gatsby. I have not, no.
But it sounds like it's about, financial inequity and the wealthy and things, and it's kind of interesting. I think the movie, if I'm remembering from, and maybe they've done multiple ones, but I think one that was maybe back in the 70s, I'm remembering my parents in a Time magazine and The Great Gatsby being celebrated, and I don't think it was quite the success they were hoping for.
Huh. Yeah. I've not seen the movie, have not read the book. Sometimes I like to go back and read older things. Right now I'm reading Phantastes, which was written by George MacDonald in the 1800s and was deeply influential on both C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien.
All right. Hey, as we close it out here, I heard Chuck Swindoll last night and is preaching centered in on the cross with Good Friday a week from tomorrow and Easter around the corner. And it reminds me, if people didn't know, as much as we talk about Letters to the Beloved, you do have a book and devotion that are about John 13 through 17. If people knowing you through the radio wanted to get a copy of those, they could still order those. Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus off Amazon, right?
They can. I also have copies at my house. They want to reach out to me directly. So, yeah.
Very good. Thank you, friend.
You bet. Talk
there
to you
we
later.
Go. Our buddy Jason Kahn's best 5 minutes of the day here. Hey, praise the Lord. Here we go. Just as I'm talking this up, Bob in Rice Lake says, Mark, we would like to give a $100 gift for the single moms in honor of a very special woman, Maureen Bielmeyer. And Bob lets us know, today is Maureen's very last day of employment at the hospital in Rice Lake. She's been an amazing friend and encourager, Bob says, to his wife, Brenda, for over 18 years. She's made a huge difference for God's glory in the way she serves, as I've heard so many testimonies from my wife since we've been married. Congratulations, Maureen, and many blessings as you begin this new chapter with your husband, Randy, your family, and your grandchildren, and many friends. Well, congratulations, Maureen, and thanks for being such an awesome person, because it also prompted this $100 of support in your honor here, and that takes us to $2,000. Hey, we just need $2,000.
Fly ball deep left. This ball is hammered out to the gap and gone. Jackson Curiel out of a cannon.
Well, today and tomorrow, the last 2 days for Single Mom Saturday, and again, hoping that we could see our first gift this hour, as the goal is another big one to reach that $15,000 mark total by 9 a.m., which means we're $2,000 away. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, that red bar for Single Mom Saturday. If you'd be willing to give what you can, however generously you're able to give, and that looks different for a lot of different people. For some people, it might be $10. For someone else, it might be $1,000. But saying, I won't let this opportunity to give and to serve pass me by. And I feel like here, Halvo, again, the day before our final day, it can kind of feel like rounding the turn in a marathon. We've used the climbing a mountain metaphor, but this can be kind of like, hey, if you're, and I have not run a marathon, but I would imagine once you get past mile 13, get to 14, it's, man, I've come a long way. I've come a long way, but man, there's a long way to go, and I'm just tired. And I wonder sometimes, again, we know that we hit you all hard with this. We really do. We push and we ask, and we're saying, would you respond? Would you respond? Would you respond? And I understand that it can be kind of fatiguing, and it's like, let's just kind of get to the end. But we're asking you to help us and asking you not to ignore the plea if God puts that on your heart to give.
Yeah, you know, the Boston Marathon is coming up April 21st, and I've heard about hitting the wall, about the 20-mile mark. And maybe that's what it is for us. I mean, maybe, wow, this is the wall. Like, I've heard you guys talking about this all week, especially on this show. Other places, apparently you had some good success talking about it in the 3 o'clock hour on the drive yesterday. Thanks to those who responded. I saw some listening friends who I see, like Kathy and others. But hang with us. It's today and tomorrow. I mean, it's the second to last day. And I think about you, Caleb, as you and your sales team have garnered all of the business sponsor support and this. And you're in this thing from beginning to end. I think it was your idea and the Lord's idea, and basically, so you're fully invested, and so I can't imagine how you feel, but here we are. We're trying our best with these access, with the microphone. You don't want to beg, but as I said earlier this morning, this isn't for us. This isn't for WIB, and it is to support the single moms and their kids.
Yeah, and again, you are equipping us to be able to bless these families. And again, it's been 10 different single mothers each year. This is the fourth year. And each time, I think going into this week, because we do this for 1 week only, you kind of wonder, well, is this the year that the generosity dries up? Is this the year that we don't reach goals and things like that? And you know what? That's in the Lord's hands. And we've already seen a wonderful outpouring of generosity so far this week. And we're hoping, Lord willing, to see that taken over the top. Again, about $13,000 raised between our business sponsors and what you've given. The goal is $20,000 plus by this Friday, knowing how expensive vehicle repairs can be. We want to, again, anything, even if it stopped now, even if not a dime more came in, it'd still be a wonderful blessing. But we want to go over and above. We want to love outrageously and generously because we have been so incredibly loved as well. And so, again, looking for that first person here, almost half an hour into this 7 o'clock hour with no one giving other than thank you so much to Bob and Brenda who promised a gift earlier and made good on that. But who would be that first person who will say, okay, I've got 90 seconds, 2 minutes, whatever it takes to go to WWIB.com to give a gift as generously as I'm able and say, even though I may never meet these single mothers and their families, I want them to know that God loves them. And so I'm going to be a channel of his blessing and his love and his care and his kindness toward them. And asking if that's you, if you'd respond right now and not let someone else do it, because maybe someone else won't step up because they're thinking that you'll step up and do it. But just say, hey, if the Lord lays it on your heart, would you respond in generosity as you are able at WWIB.com for Single Mom Saturday?
Caleb, I'm going to be the first because you heard me pledge earlier a couple of days ago on Tuesday. I said what I felt like I'd prayed through was a little more.
Yeah.
I gave 150 last year. I prayed about it. And this year I felt like God was calling my attention away from me towards the single moms. And I didn't really want to look there. And I don't want to look at last year, Mark, it meant $15 for each of the single moms. And I don't know how everybody else's conversation with God goes, but, you know, the Spirit, I mean, it's sort of a mystery. But I felt nudged this year, like, you can up your game. And so I just written out a check for $200. So I don't think you've counted that yet because
not yet.
I hadn't given it. So there we go.
So 1,800 left, and Havel breaks the ice for us, too. And again, that little more challenge saying, hey, if you gave last year, would you find it in your heart to, as God prompts you, to give again and maybe give a little bit more? If you haven't given before, then giving anything is a little more than you did before. And would you do that? Would you join? So again, thanks to Havel's gift, that puts us 1,800 away from that goal of trying to hit 15,000 total for the Single Mom Saturday surprise, this wonderful surprise that we're able to bless them with at the end of the day, that day full of fun for them and their families, but saying, hey, here's something to carry with you in the months to come to remind you when that stress of a vehicle repair or maintenance needs hits, that you're loved and that you're cared about. And we want that to be as big as possible, but the goal is to hit at least $15,000 total by this morning, which means, again, it was $2,000. Well, now $1,800 because of Halvo's check. Then it's in his hand there too. So who will be next? Who will join us? Would that be you? WWIB.com, top of the page. Do you have 2 minutes to bless others?
All right, as we go into music from Jamie McDonald, here is a past participant in our Single Mom Saturday.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I was part of Single Mom Saturday a couple of years ago and just wanted to call and say thank you so much. My boys had an amazing time. And you did some really necessary vehicle repairs that are keeping my 20-year-old vehicle still on the road, which allows me not to need to buy a new one. So thank you again for everything that you do.
Again, we started off this hour, Single Mom Saturday, the Vehicle Repair Fund, hoping that we could get the final $1,050 to get to 15,000. Now, not final, but to try to get to 15,000 total and Lord willing.
Goal.
Yeah, latest goal. And again, the overall goal for the week is $20,000 or more. Lord willing, as God provides, as God supplies. But we said, hey, things were quiet. It was tough and difficult. But then we heard from Elizabeth and we heard from Christine and from Sharon and from Scott that got us to within shouting distance of seeing that final $1,000 plus raised to get to 15,000. And then we just heard a little bit ago from Caroline. And Caroline from the Rice Lake area, and she gives $10 for Single Mom Saturday. And this is what she said. I wanted to give another $10 to add to my earlier $20. She said, I know it's not much, but I want to help. I was a single mom at one point, and it is not an easy road to travel. Thank you so much, Caroline. And what stuck out to me, we were talking about this off the air, Havel, I think it brought you to tears, me as well, where she said, I know it's not much, but I want to help. And saying, hey, I'm going to give the best that I can. And even adding to what she gave before. And I think that's what we're asking. Each person listening is, would you do the best that you can as God leads, and the dollar amounts, he'll provide them. And so whatever gift it is, rather than just saying, man, I don't have much to give, so I'll let somebody else do it. I'm sure someone else would take care of it, saying, I'm going to do my part, do what I can. I'm going to love on and bless these single parent families, these single mothers. I'm going to help wrap my arms around them collectively as the church, the living and active church of God, to wrap our arms around these 10 single mothers this year and say, you're loved, you're loved, you're loved.
Well, we started off this morning. I came in this morning understanding we needed $2,200 to get to $15,000. Saw a gift last night, a generous gift from Stephen Ricelake. And then Bob and Ricelake coming through, got it to $2,000. We've been working our way, and now we're at $950.
Yes, or I have $990. And again, $990 away from hitting that next goal. Again, we've got our overall goal this week, but our next goal of getting to $15,000. And again, we thank you so much, Holly and Janice and Caroline and Scott and Christine and Sharon and Elizabeth. And again, you mentioned Bob and Brenda, who've all given this morning. Hoping that there'll be more people, again, wherever you might be listening from. We've had gifts from all over Western and Central Wisconsin during this week, and it's today and tomorrow. Tomorrow at midnight is the deadline, and we've mentioned there's a lot of people in that blessed Procrastinators Club, right, who are like, hey, I've got good intentions, but, you know, I'll get it done tomorrow. I'll get it, you know, maybe just tell yourself today's the last day to make sure that it gets done. And, again, it does not take long. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. WWIB.com. And here's a gift that just came in.
Samuel, right?
Samuel, yes, from Ricelake, big and barren county today. Thank you, friends.
And he says, I gave yesterday, but I also want to add to what I gave because loaves and fish. Mm. To my fellow sisters in Christ, from your brother in Christ, Samuel, the watchman of the north.
Thank you, Samuel from Ricelake. And again, seeing that too, to say to these single mothers, say, sisters in Christ, saying, I want to be a brother to you and honor you and bless you and your families. Thank you for that heart, Sam. Thank you so much. And again, 970 now. 970 as we're chipping away. We've seen this so many times, Halvo, from people who said, I gave once, but I'm going to give again. I hear about this need here that is continuing. And if someone else is going to step up, then I'm going to. In awe of God, not of you all, again, but of what God does through you, because he's working in you again to will and to act. So we thank you for letting him use you this week. You're blessing us, you're encouraging us, and we can't really even express what a blessing and encouragement this will be to these 10 single mothers from all different walks of life. We don't know where everyone who comes to this event stands with Jesus Christ. We don't know, but we hope that it's communicated so clearly at this event, the gospel hope that we have. Everybody needs hope.
Absolutely. Hey, it's the opening day of the Masters. If you're somebody who is a golf fan, you like to golf, how about putting some of your resources towards Single Mom Saturday and the Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund? As I had that idea, shortly after I had the idea, you talked about chipping away. I'm like, oh, yeah.
There we go.
I took it as a sign. So, again, WIB.com. We need 970 more. Maybe you're the one person who can get us there. Whatever it might be, help us get there this morning. Break it down as best we can. Small gifts, big gifts, whatever they are. Boy, we'd love to get to 15,000 by 9 o'clock. Well, I guess 970 is where we sit. That's what we still need, and we've got 26 minutes to get there to reach 15,000 for the single moms.
Again, it's a big goal as it is each morning too, trying to see what step can we take closer and closer to get to that $20,000 plus. That is our overall goal by tomorrow night at midnight. Again, second to last day, just today and tomorrow left, and asking you to help us bless these single mothers, these 10 women and their children. Again, we haven't met them before. They're strangers to us, and we'll get a chance to spend time with them, a day full of fun for them and their children, and then hopefully giving as big a blessing as possible as we send them on their way at the end of the day by letting them know that current or future car repair needs are paid for. But again, though we'll get to know them some that day, you all won't. Again, they're strangers to you now and will remain that way. But it's something beautiful when you say, it doesn't matter that I won't ever know them, probably this side of heaven. Doesn't matter that they won't ever be able to thank or repay my generosity. I just want to give. I just want to give, and I want to help, and I want to be a blessing to them. I want to bless as I've been blessed, to give as I've been given to love as I've been loved. And so thank you for responding however you can. WWIB.com right at the top of the page. And again, with about 25 minutes left and $970 short of hopefully hitting $15,000 this morning in total between what our sponsors have given, what you have given. That's a lot. That's a lot in 25 minutes, $970. But again, maybe it's 10 people giving $100 each. Maybe it's one person taking care of all of that. Maybe it's two or three people. Maybe it's a lot more than that. People saying, well, I could give $10 or $20 or $30. Whatever it might be, would you help? WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. And you know what? 970. I talk long enough. 870. Okay. 870. Brian from La Crosse. Great to hear. That might be our first gift from La Crosse this week. Thank you so much, Brian, who gives $100 for the Single Mom Saturday Fund. So 870 to go. 870 to go. Thank you, Brian. God bless you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Brian. And I know the morning of giving got started with Bob in Rice Lake earlier today here on WWIB, and it was in honor of a co-worker of his wife's. Brenda's worked at the hospital in Rice Lake, his wife, for many years, and one of her compatriots has been Maureen Bielmeyer, and today is Maureen's last day of employment there. And Bob says she's been an amazing friend and encourager to Brenda over those 18 years and has made a huge difference for God's glory. And as I understand it, loves WWIB and loves the Lord. And so we think of her. Maureen, thanks for being so awesome and for inspiring that gift and support for Single Mom Saturday.
And you think about the importance of encouragement, right? How Maureen's been such a wonderful encouragement to Brenda. And I think you and I would both say, you know Bob a lot better than I do, but he is just a relentless encourager himself.
Sure is. Yeah.
And has that gift of encouragement. And I think that dovetails so much into what we're trying to do here. We're providing encouragement to those who are walking that lonely road, no matter what their financial situation is. And again, we see what inflation's doing. A single income, it's really tough for anybody to feel any security financially with just a single income. But you're giving encouragement. You're letting them know they're not alone. Mm-hmm. You're letting them know that they're loved and welcomed and accepted and cherished. So be an encourager. Be an encourager today, whatever that looks like for you. WWIB.com. That red bar at the top of the page for the Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund. WWIB's Single Mom Saturday event is coming up at the end of the month, a special event to honor and bless 10 area single mothers and their families. We pack as much fun as we can into this Saturday morning. And the capstone of that event is something they don't know about. Again, we've invited them to this event, but what they don't know is that after their car receives a free oil change, we have the private movie showing, the food truck and goodie bags and inflatables for the kids and all sorts of fun. What they don't know is that together with you, we are creating a surprise for them, a tab, a fund at Bloomer Tire Center for any current or future vehicle repairs they might need. And again, that trickle down of when your vehicle is taken care of, how that can help so many other things in your life financially, but also mentally and emotionally too, right? And so we're trying to get to $15,000 total for that fund by 9 a.m. And again, 15 minutes left is all we have. And we are $870 short of getting to $15,000 by our challenge, by our tally at least. So $870 in 15 minutes, it's a lot, but God's done a lot bigger things. And we just had a comment on our WWIB Facebook page from Elizabeth, who gave a gift of $50 earlier. And Elizabeth said this, as another donor recently said, loaves and fish, give what you can, and together we can make a huge difference. He can do so much with whatever you have to offer. I couldn't say it any better than that. And again, loaves and fish, that little boy, he had no idea, right? When he gave his lunch, his little, and by all accounts, those were little loaves, little fishes, right? Probably just a, you know, almost like a little snack pack type of a thing to a Lunchable, I guess is what I was searching for. It's like, that's probably what it was. Just little loaves, little fishes. But he gave them, he gave what he had, and the master did something incredible, incredible with it. Feeding thousands. And so thank you, Elizabeth, for that encouragement and that spurring on of others to love and good deeds and saying, give what you can. Give what you can. Don't let it pass you by. Give what you can and just watch to see what God will do.
There you go. Thank you for picking up on that, Elizabeth, that comment from Samuel just a few minutes ago that we shared, loaves and fish. May that be the theme today and tomorrow. As we aspire toward that $20,870 to get to $15,000, can you help us? Can you be the person to seal the deal? Please do at WIB.com by clicking on that banner and taking just a couple minutes to fill out the necessary information. All right, so there's been a little activity here as we're still striving to get to 15,000 by 9 o'clock for the Single Mom Saturday.
10 minutes left. 10 minutes left here this morning, the WIB Wake Up Show, second to last day of our one-week-only drive for Single Mom Saturday to create as big a blessing as possible for this vehicle repair fund. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, WWIB.com, that red bar, to give, to help. We had an anonymous gift from Menominee of $200. And this person said, this gift is in memory of my two moms. And here's what they say. They say, the first went to be with the Lord when I was 7 years old. And the second adopted me a few years later, and she is now divorced. This anonymous giver says, as I've been nudged by the Holy Spirit to give, I realize that this gift isn't only in memory of both of my moms, but in a way, I'm also blessing them with this gift too. Thank you so much for that, that generous gift of $200. And we've seen that this week sometimes out of pain, out of tragedy. Again, this person who lost his mom when he was seven, and then the difficulty of going through divorce as well, of parents divorcing and saying, I'm not going to let that take my praise and my joy and the opportunity to give and to help. And so that was $200. And then we just heard from Sue as well from Eau Claire. And Sue just gave a gift of $80. That is the third time she's given.
Wow.
Sue says, one more gift to help where I can. Sue has just kept coming back and saying, I'll do a little more and I'll do a little more. God bless you and thank you so much. And so again, $200 and then $80. That takes us down to $590 to try to hit that next goal, that next plateau of 15,000. Hopefully, Lord willing, on our way to $20,000 for this fund by midnight tomorrow night. But 8 minutes left and $590. Maybe that's six people giving $100. Maybe that's one person saying I could do half of that, or two people saying they could do half of that, or one person saying I could do all of that. Or again, maybe it's people saying I can give $5 or $10. I know that's not $590, but I could give $5 or $10, and that's what I can give, and I want to help. WWIB.com, the place to go, right at the top of the page is that big red bar for Single Mom Saturday. It's within reach, Alvo.
Yeah,
it didn't look like it a lot of times this morning, but that $15,000 mark, it is within reach. Praying God works in the next 7 minutes.
We're both play-by-play guys for a number of sports. And I'm just sensing the drama here. We'd love nothing more than to do the play-by-play of reaching this goal before 9 o'clock. It's totally within reach. Somebody could give $590. Two of you could give $300 apiece to get us there. Three people could give $200. Four could give $150. Five could give $120. If six people gave $100 or 12 people gave $50, we would reach the necessary $590, and we'd reach $15,000 for the Single Mom Repair Fund. And more importantly, thinking of these not just as a number, but as 10 unique individual single moms and their kids. Who knows how many kids? I don't know. You may know, Caleb. But the fact is, and they're going to be at this event with their kids 2 weeks from Saturday, 16 days away. And we get, what getting it up to $15,000 really means is it means $1,500 for each of them. And that's a huge blessing. I mean, we'll work on the other $5,000, but I mean, that's a huge blessing to be able to say $1,500. That would be giant. And based on all these testimonies we've heard from Rachel and Andrea and Sue and so many.
Again, right at the top of the page, WWIB.com. These are real people. These are 10 real families, real moms.